Men's suit fabrics, understanding the numbers. When ordering a custom suit, a man is confronted with sometimes daunting selection of fabrics. So let's talk about the numbers. Suitings are often categorized by fineness. The yarn number, example 90s or 100s, originally meant the number of 560-yard spools a spinner could get out of a pound of raw wool at the thickness in question. So the higher the number, the more it made sense. In a sense, you were going to get a finer wool. Anything that had three digits was given the prefix super. However, since textiles are not strictly regulated, these numbers may be exaggerated. And so if you can imagine, it used to be how much you could get out of the 560-yard spool spinner, but that 560, a lot of places, what they would do is they would actually increase that. And so they could technically get a super 180 out of, let's say, instead of a 560, we'd be using a 660. And if you could imagine, you just do the quick math on that, all of a sudden you would have something that's not as fine, but technically could, according to their definition, be called a 160. The big point I'm trying to make here, gentlemen, is that a super 100 isn't always better than a super 90. Or a super 180 isn't always better than a super 150. What I would advise you to rely on is the company and the brand in which you're purchasing the fabric from. And speak with the tailor, because you're going to see a lot of times these things, especially there's a big issue with counterfeit fabrics coming out of China. And it's something we've seen in software for decades, but we also are now seeing it's been there a while. And that's a reason it's a big problem we don't really talk about out in the industry. But I know the Wall Street Journal just did a little bit of research on this, and they took fabrics and they sent them off to get them tested. I actually use a textile testing center at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas, and they'll have to do a chemical test on this, but they can actually tell you not only the fineness of the wool and truly what it is when compared to what's considered to be the standards. They can also tell you, okay, this wool claims to be 100% wool, when really it's only 80% wool and it's 20% man-made fibers. And that's one of the things you see with a lot of counterfeit fabrics, is they will claim, and I've had people try to sell me this stuff, and I know that this contains a synthetic part in it, sometimes as much as 50% to 70%. Again, that's why I think brands are, it is important to be able to trust a brand, and to be able to trust whoever's making your clothing, for them to be doing the testing and them to make sure. So let's talk about the weight. And by the way, quickly to end it on numbers, anything above Super 100 is a good fabric. Super 120, Super 140. I admit that whenever I make clothing, and the price difference between a Super 120 and a Super 140 or Super 150 is hundreds of dollars. I find, though, that if you look at the wardrobe and the suits in most, or the suits in my wardrobe, most of them are Super 110s, Super 120s. I often don't see the need to go up to the luxury end fabrics, although I will admit a lot of the luxury end fabrics, they've got unique colors and unique properties to them, which do attract me. But it's not so much the fineness of the fabric, but it's knowing that, I can get certain colors and certain patterns, which I can't find on lower level fabrics. The weight of the fabric, example 10 ounces, is what a yard of the material weighs. Heavier fabrics are naturally warmer than lighter ones, especially when we're talking about the same, assuming that they're all wool. So 10 to 12 ounce suitings are ideal for spring and fall, as well as northern summers and southern winters. Lighter fabrics, often called tropical weight wools, are cooler because, in a sense, you're using less fabric. It doesn't necessarily mean that, although they're less durable, depends on the weave, but you're going to see these in more of the 7 to 9 ounce weight. Now, flannels and tweeds, you're going to see those in weights of 14 to 18 ounces, and they're best for cold weather. And I really like them as well, because I like the way they just look on a man who's not necessarily really big. I think I just love the way they add bulk and the way they bring texture to what you're wearing. So wool flannel, what is wool flannel? You're going to hear different types of wool, but wool flannel is not finished in the same way as worsted wool. Worsted wool is going to give you the sleek, the very dressy look that we've come to expect on a suit. Wool flannel, it's actually less common, although it has a very storied and long history. It has a bit of a fuzzy finish. And this is because at the end of the processing, they run it through a certain machine, which actually pulls a little bit of the fabric out, and it finishes it in a way that it's, it has a slight little bit of a fuzzy feel. And, you know, a great thing, I just love wool flannel in the sense, another thing is it's very hard to find. And the only thing you've got to be careful about, though, with wool flannel is that over time, it will lose a bit of its napped feel. And the only way to bring it back is to, I like to brush my wool flannel trousers after every wear, and I rarely send them to the cleaners. I try to do more spot cleaning, because sending them to the dry cleaners, they oftentimes will, the chemicals there, they just affect that really delicate napped fabric, and it tends to fall off, and over time, they can lose that very soft feel. All right, this ends our section on men's suit fabrics, understanding the numbers.